Really? We will go ahead and request Tiffany. Oh, His Holiness has already joined. Hare Krishna Maharaj,
Jai
please accept
Ho.
my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. What an auspicious day and the special day of Nityananda Trayodashi. We are very fortunate to have your association. So without further ado, we will go ahead and listen to the glories of Nityananda, Lord Nityananda. Whenever you are ready, Maharaj, you may take the call over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Nandasya Kena Jana Savakaya Chakshu Unnamitam Yena Tasparaiti Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhi Svam Stavtikam Yena Bhutalo Svayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Vidyati Svam Patantikam. Vande Hum Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pratekamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sya. Sri Rupam Sahagajatam Sahagana Vragadatam Vitam Tansi Guruham. Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Vishnu Deitam Yadevams Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishyatam Vidam Stat Maham Vishnu Padai Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Mumakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidhavani Namaskarmi Sarvati Sakti Deide Gaura Manita Charini Devi Saita Sunyavari Pasyatyare Sutara Vansha Kalpa Karupas Chati Pala Sindhu Paiva Chapati Tanam Bhagare Yo Vaishnava Yo Namaho Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Ananda Sriya Vaita Gadadhani Srivasade Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Ajani Lambita Bhuja Kama Kama Tasa Sankirta Naita Pitaro Kamalaya Tasa Vishwambaro Bhujapara Vigadharma Pavo Vande Jagatri Ataro Karuna Avataro Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Sanau Vidau Garongaya Pushpan Vanta Chitta Sandau Tamo Vidau Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Auspicious day of Lord Nityananda's appearance day for those of you who are living in America, for those of us who are living in India and Europe, tomorrow we honor the Lord's day, but since we are here today, we get the fortune of honoring it twice. And that was even better. So today, Vrajendra Nanda Naye, Sachi Sukha Hoy No Se, Balaram Hoy No Nikai. That same Krishna and Balaram of Vrindavan has reappeared in this age of Kali and Sri Sri Golden Nikai. Nityananda is actually non different than Lord Balaram. Balaram and Nityananda are one and the same. If you want to actually make progress in devotional service, you must receive the Lord, the mercy of Lord Balaram. He is Guru Tattva. Without Guru's mercy, one cannot get Krishna's mercy. Without Krishna's mercy, there is no mercy available. So one has to take shelter of Lord Balaram, but in this age, Balaram has appeared in another form as Sri Nityananda Ram. And he is distributing the mercy of Lord Krishna in the form of his holy name. Therefore, he is the emperor of all the devotees because he is worshipable by all the devotees as the main distributor of the practice of pure devotional service. Center around chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Vedic injunction says, without the mercy of Balaram, you cannot understand. You cannot understand your spiritual identification. So that same Balaram becomes like Balaram Hari Lokitam. So for this, we must take shelter of Nityananda Balaram. Maritam Dasta for his son, Nithai Pada Kamalam, Kati Chandra Sushi Tara, Ye Chayana, Jagadavya. If we take shelter of Lord Nityananda, we will get peace from this blazing fire of material existence. Porti Chandra. Chandra means moon, and Porti means millions. So a moon in the skies is giving out cooling rays. So if there are millions of moons in the sky, then the cooling rays are everywhere, and everyone benefits. So the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are like the cooling rays of millions of moons. In the material world, we are under the fire of material existence, struggling with the three modes of material nature in order to find some direction and happiness in life. And therefore, we are never happy. We are only therefore Nityananda come along, don't be gentle, Sushi Bella. We take shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Bodo Dute Kamu dies, Bodo Sute Kamu, Sura Bikunde Chen, Jamera Kule Chen. He opens up a marketplace of the holy name, and he's distributing that mercy to anyone and everyone. What is the price of that mercy? Just a little bit of faith. If you have faith that Lord Nityananda will help you, then that faith alone will put his full mercy upon you. So we have faith in the things we do in the world, and we put a lot of attention there and a lot of hope in the activities of our material life in order to bring us some happiness. But yet,
Hare Krishna Maharaj, volume is little low for me. It is not clear, Maharaj, when you are speaking.
There you go. Nothing is audible.
Nothing audible?
Very low.
It is not clear, Maharaj.
Not able to.
Maybe. How about now? Is that better?
A little bit better, Maharaj.
Well, I don't know what to do. I'm not what I do every day. I'm simply talking. Everything was audible. So I have no way of making any. I can shut off my video. It'll be there. Is that any better?
Yeah, Maharaj. Continue, Maharaj.
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj, we can hear you the same. The video didn't make a difference.
Did the video make the difference?
No, it didn't make any difference, Maharaj.
So now everybody says they can hear me. Before they couldn't hear me.
I think it's better now.
It's too far away from
Maharaj
the,
is,
now it's too far away from the computer, maybe.
It is audible now.
I think that was it, Maharaj, that you were sitting too far away.
Yeah.
So can you please turn the video on?
Yeah, I can do that if that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay, should I start all over again?
Yes, Megan. Easier now.
Please continue, Maharaj. Don't have to stop.
Oh, if you didn't hear me, then...
No, we could hear Maharaj, but it was little low, that's what.
Okay. So without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one can it get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. And therefore, we take shelter of Lord Nityananda as the original spiritual master, and he is very kind. He gave his mercy to Jagai and Madai when they, although they didn't want the mercy, still they received the mercy by the extra amount of kindness given to them by Lord Nityananda, where he suffered a beating from Madai, but still gave them the mercy. So this is Lord Nityananda. So if you want to understand Lord Nityananda, we have to understand him through the process of devotional service. Nityananda is spiritual strength. The word Balaram means, Bala means strength, and Rama means pleasure, one who takes pleasure in giving spiritual strength. one who has spiritual strength and takes pleasure in using spiritual strength to give pleasure to himself and to others. Your material qualifications cannot give you the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And it explains, Atnayam Atmapravachanena Labhya Namedia, neither by good brain nor by anything that you may have. You may be a good scholar, university degree holder. You may have so many good qualifications, but that doesn't mean that you can receive the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We have to have spiritual strength in order to receive Krishna's mercy, and that comes from taking shelter of Lord Nityananda. So Nitai Pada Kamalam Koti Chandra Sushi Chala Yechayaya Jagadudaya. The whole world is suffering, but if you want peace, Heno Dhana Nitai Bhai Radha Krishna Nai Prayai Ridya Koli Daro Nitai Bhai. Take shelter of Lord Nityananda, pray to Lord Nityananda, and engage in the Sankirtan movement, which was the reason Lord Nityananda came. What is our actual goal in life? What do we want in life? We want to actually make progress toward the real goal in life, and that is to go back home, back to Godhead, to associate with Radha and Krishna in their eternal dance of love. People in this material world are trying to dance to the music of the material world. And in order to do that, they have to get intoxicated by some strong liquors. And then they suffer so much because of that. So their attempt at happiness only brings them more and more suffering. So if you want to dance and get dance, if you really want to dance and have pleasure from that dance, and dance with Lord Nityananda and Kirtan, don't dance to the sound of Maya's drumming. Maya will sing various kinds of songs to attract the conditioned souls into more and more types of material dances. So people run here and there to fulfill that desire to get happiness, but no one is finding that. Therefore, Lord Nityananda is saying here, just take shelter of Lord Chaitanya's mission of chanting the holy names of the Lord. As we mentioned earlier, he has opened up the marketplace of the holy name, and he's distributing the holy name to anyone and everyone. But he's a merchant. And in becoming a merchant, he also has to make a profit. And so he has his employees. He has Srivas Thakur is the accountant, and Haridas Thakur is the watchman, and he has many of his associates there doing all of the works. But he is distributing that mercy. What is that mercy? It's the holy names. And it costs you. You have to pay something. It's not free. But what is the price? It's not rupees, it's not dollars, not pounds. What is the price? The price is faith. If you have $10 worth of faith, then you get $10 worth of that mercy. If you have $50 worth of faith, then you are remunerated proportionally. So it's that faith. So you can find that faith by taking shelter of Nittai. Nittai is very merciful. He's even showed mercy to a snake. There's one particular pastime where Lord Nityananda went into the jungle. He was about to go into the jungle, and the people in the villages were saying, no, no, you can't go into that jungle. There's a very dangerous cobra, and anybody who goes on, that cobra devours him. So Nityananda, he is fearless. So he didn't take heed to that warning, and he walked in. And then the cobra came out hissing and snarling. Lord Nityananda just stood right in front of the cobra and said, you rascal, what are you doing? Why are you causing so many people so much torment and suffering? Why are you acting like this? The cobra became a little passive. And then the cobra told his story. Actually, the story was that many, many years before, when the Pandavas were there, they were traveling. They were in exile at the time, and they had to spend time in different places. So they were led to go to the village of Ekachakra. They went to one small village outside of Ekachakra and stayed there. And Vyasadeva, the supreme author of the Vedas, he came and he met the Pandavas and he told them, "You are all very much, you have no home. So go into the village. There is one person, his name is Vedasara, and he is a very nice Brahmin. Go to his home and take shelter there. He will allow you to come." So on the order of Vyasadeva, the five Pandavas, along with Mother Kunti, she was also there, they went to the home of Vedasara. And being a very hospitable Brahmin, he welcomed him in, but he had nothing. He hardly had enough food to feed himself. In fact, every day he would go out and beg food. So, but there was one curse upon the village. There was one demon. His name was Bakasura. This is not the same Bakasura that was in Krishnalila. This is a different one. And he was a monstrous demon. He was living in that same village. And he would regularly torment people and kill them. So one day the village elders held a meeting and they agreed that we have to stop this demon Bakasura by providing him enough food every day so he doesn't harass all of us. So they made a proposal to Bakasura that every day someone will come with a wagon load of food along with one person, and that will be that his food for a day. The one person would have to sacrifice himself to Bakasura. And it was many, many people living in the village. It was a very big village. So that was the agreement. Bakasura also agreed. So in order for that to be understood, who was the next person, they had a village drummer. So he would come out in the morning and beat the drums. And after beating the drums, he would announce the name of the household who had to send one of the members in that household with food to Bakasura. So one day when the Pandavas were living in the house of Vedasara, that became their household, became the actual designation. And when Vedasara heard that, he was thinking, oh, it was our turn now. They didn't have much food, so they went out and begged a lot of food and was able to amass a large amount of food, really by begging in order to provide for the demon. He put it into a big cart. Now he was about to go. Now Vedasara had a wife, a young son who was about 14, and a young daughter who was about 11. So his son said, "No, no, father, I will go." "No, no." So it was a big argument. Finally, Vedasara said, "I will go, you stay." But then Kunti, when she heard what was happening in the house, she came to inquire and they told her everything. Kunti said, "I have five sons. I will give one of my sons." And so the four Pandavas had gone out that day and Bhima was the only one staying in the house. So Kunti said to Bhima, "You go." And she knew Bhima could completely kill the demon anyway, that he was very powerful. So he took this cartload of food and he was going up the hill where Bakasura was staying. Now it was interesting, Bhima wasn't getting much food living in the house of Vedasara. And you know Bhima, he's known as Vikradhar. He has a belly like a wolf. So he can consume large amounts of food. And so while he was dragging the cart of food up the hill to the demon, he was eating the food in the cart. And he was thinking, "Boy, about time I got something to eat." And so he kept going towards the demon at the same time eating all the food. And then the demon came out and saw what was happening. He became very angry. And he charged at Bhimasena. Bhimasena didn't want to be bothered with his eating. So one hand, he grabbed the demon by the throat. And the other hand, he kept eating. And then when he was done eating, he took the demon and he pummeled him into a small ball and just crushed him. And he was finished. When Arjuna returned home and found out that Kunti had sent Bhima to that place, Arjuna was quite worried. He said, my brother will probably need some help. So he had one Pashupati weapon, which was a snake weapon. So he was going to use that to tie up the demon. So he fired that weapon to go for the demon. But then he met Bhima on the way, and he had already released the arrow. It was a snake weapon. And then Bhima said, well, there's no more demon. Now Arjuna had sent this arrow of this particular snake, and now the snake had no one to, no victim. So the snake was completely, he came back to Arjuna and said, you know, what am I going to do? Arjuna said, we don't need you anymore. But now you've created me. I have some place to live. All right, so you stay under this tree. Then how will I get something to eat? Don't worry, every day he will come and feed you. So that was the same snake that was met by Lord Nityananda in the forest. And so when that snake was told to live under the tree, he climbed into a hole in the tree, and Lord Nityananda took one of his earrings off and placed it over the hole. That's why you see, when you see many of the deities of Lord Nityananda, he only has one earring. And that earring grew into a gigantic rock. And now that rock is worshipped today in the place of at the chakra. So that was the place where the Pandavas stayed for a few months during their exile. And Lord Nityananda performed his pastime. You can still go and see that same place where that earring was placed. It looks like this, but it's in the shape of like a circular rock. It was Lord Nityananda's earring. So Lord Nityananda, we know, he appeared in the village of Ekta Chakra and in the house of Ojai. Adai Oja and his wife Padmavati. They were very Paka Brahmins living in the village of Ekta Chakra. And Lord Nityananda, he appeared 12 years prior to Lord Chaitanya's appearance. So this is also very significant. The guru always appears before the Lord in the life of the devotee. Before we can get Krishna, we have to get guru. We can't approach Krishna directly without approaching Krishna through approaching of his spiritual master. So in this process, I lost my train of thought for a minute here. Okay, so Lord Nityananda, he took birth in the year 1474 in the house of Ojai. And Ojai and Padmavati, Oja. And as a young boy growing up, he would like to call his old friends together, the fellow villagers, and they would play different pastimes together. And Lord Nityananda, being the Supreme Lord, he remembered all the pastimes. And they would play the different pastimes. One of the pastimes was when Lakshman was with Ram, and they were fighting in the Battle of Lanka. And Indrajit joined the fight, the brother of Ravana, and he fired his very powerful, he threw his javelin, which was invincible. It was given to him by Indra, because he is known as Indrajit, one who conquers Indra. So he was awarded this javelin, and a very powerful javelin, and he hit in the chest of Lakshman and knocked him unconscious. No one could understand if Lakshman was alive or not. So there was alarm. This was during the Battle of Lanka. So at that time, Hanuman was what they called Vanaviraj. And he came and he said, there is only one herb that can save Lakshman, and it's in the Himalayas. It's called Sanjeevani. And so who could go all the way from Lanka all the way to the Himalayas? There was only Hanuman who could do it. So we know the story how Hanuman jumped and he flew through the air and he came to the mountain that was described in the Himalayas. But as soon as he came, all of the herbs in the mountains became afraid of Hanuman and they went into the ground. So now Hanuman couldn't find that herb. So he decided to take the whole mountain. So he grabbed the mountains and flew back, looked at mountains. And then in Lord Nityananda's pastime, this is going on. And at one point, when Lord Nityananda was playing the part of Lakshman, because he is Balaram, and Balaram expands into Lakshman, and Balaram are non-different also. So there's no difference between Lakshman, Balaram, and Nityananda. There's a slight difference with Lakshman. Although he is Balaram, he is also another energy there also. I can't remember. So in that particular pastime, when the kids were playing together, when Lord Nityananda, playing the part of Lakshman, fell unconscious, when Indrajit threw his javelin, which was in the play of the kids, it was a flower, and not Lord Nityananda unconscious. And he remained in an unconscious state in this playful pastime that all of his friends became alarmed because there was nothing, there was no sign of any life in little Nithai. And everybody was worried. Some of the elders came running to see what was happening. And nobody knew what to do. It looked like Nithai had left his body. Then one boy who was there, he said, no, Hanuman, bring the herb. So, oh, yes. So Hanuman brought the herb and gave it to the doctor. And the doctor administered the herb. And little Nithai came back. Everybody was thinking, wow. He played that part so well. And they said to little Nithai, how did you know that part so well? And he would say, these are my pastimes. These are my pastimes. And no one could understand. So he spent his first 12 years playing different games, which were all centered around Krishna Leela, Ram Leela, like that with his friends. He also had another younger brother whose name was Banka Roy, who was actually a manifestation of Radha and Krishna in one. In one sense, he was Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya. And that younger brother also would play with his older brother, Nithai, as Gaur and Nithai would associate together. There's a beautiful temple that is established there in Ekachakra. You can see the beautiful deity of Bunkum Roy. People go there every day. We have been there many times and we usually do bhajans there. There's one young boy who always comes to the temple quite often and he is completely blind. He's been blind from birth. And he comes and he sits down and he sings. He sings these beautiful, beautiful bhajans, and he also engages in kirtan. So it's a wonderful place to go. It's very remote. If you get a chance to go to Mayapur, we have the Gaur Purnima festival coming up very soon. One can take the opportunity to take a car ride or a bus ride from Navadvip to Ekachakra, which is about 5 hours. There's a beautiful temple there built in honor of Nityananda's appearance in that birthplace of the chakra. But back to the story of Lord Nityananda in the village, there was one traveling sannyasi. Nobody knows his name for sure. People speculate on who he actually is, but the scriptures don't give a clear understanding of who this personality was. He came to the village of Lord Nityananda at Kachaka, and he came to the house of Hadai Pandit. The father is Lord Nityananda. And Hadai Pandit, being a very, hospitable Brahmin, welcomed the sannyasi to stay with him. And so for 3 days, they served the sannyasi very nicely. And at the end of the third day, the sannyasi said, I have to depart and go on in my travels. Hadai Pandit said, he thanked him very much for coming into his home and blessing his home. And then he said, is there anything we can do for you before you leave? And the sannyasi said, yes, actually, there is. I am a traveling sannyasi and I require some assistance in my travels. So please give me your son, Nittai. Nittai was at the age of 12 years old at the time. Hadai Pandit froze in shock. He's asking for my son. How is it possible to part with Nittai? So he didn't know how to respond and he remained silent in fear, because here is a request by an exalted sannyasi. And to refuse that request would mean that he would break his promise. And a Brahmin breaking their promise is considered worse than death, especially to a sannyasi. So he consulted with his wife what to do. He was asking for Nittai. And she said, well, you made your promise. Of course, she wasn't agreeable either, but they were in a dilemma. And then Nittai made a move, and he came and he stood next to the sannyasi. And that was the invitation. And then they both turned around and left. The Hadai Pandit was still in shock. He followed the sannyasi and his son as they were leaving the village. And at one point, they were out of sight. And the Hadai Pandit stopped. And he stayed in that place where he stopped, following the sannyasi, meditating on his son Nittai for 3 months. And after 3 months, he departed his body. His wife also gave up her body in separation from her son. And that's when Nityananda traveled for 20 years, just like Balaram. When Balaram left the battle of Kurukshetra, after the battle was over, he left that area, he traveled for 20 years to different holy places. So following his own pattern as Balaram, he again went to different places, visiting different holy places and preaching the message of Krishna consciousness. And finally, after 20 years, he arrived in Navadvipa. Just before he arrived, Lord Chaitanya kept telling his disciples, soon a very exalted personality will come. He is actually my brother. He will come and he will give us his association. He is so wonderful. We are all very fortunate. Soon he will come. So then Lord Chaitanya said, and one day he said, he has come. He's in the village. He's in the area of Navadvipa. So the devotees were thinking, we have to find him. So based on a description given by Lord Chaitanya, they started to look for Nityananda everywhere. But after 9 hours of looking, they came back and couldn't find him anywhere. And Lord Chaitanya said, of course you cannot find him. He is the Supreme Lord himself. Only if he wants to reveal himself will you find him. But come with me. And so Lord Chaitanya came to the house of, Acharya. Can't remember his first title. It's a house right down the road.
Chandrasekhara.
Nandanacharya.
Nandanacharya is correct, yeah. The house of Nandanacharya. And Lord Nityananda was staying there. So there was a beautiful description of how the two brothers had met for the first time. Lord Chaitanya was 20 years old at the time, and Lord Nityananda was 32 years old at the time. And that was their first meeting. It's a beautiful meeting. So they exchanged loving words together. And the next day was a celebration day. They were to honor Vyasa Day. So Lord Chaitanya said to Srivas, "Srivas, where can we honor Vyasa Day? Do we have a place?" Srivas said, "We can have it in my home." "Very good. And I also have the book for doing the ceremony to honor Vyasa Day." "Very good. So Nittai will come, I will come, and all the devotees will come, and we will together celebrate the glories of Vyasa Day." This was Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima is where we worship the original Guru who gave us the Shastras, Vyasadeva. But during that ceremony, Nityananda was there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was conducting the ceremony along with Srivas. And then at one point it was time to put the garland on Vyasadeva. And so Srivas came and handed the garland to Vyas, to Nityananda, and said, "Now is the time to put the garland on Vyasadeva." They have a photo of Vyasadeva. So Nityananda stood there holding the garland, and he didn't move. And then Srivas said, now is the time. It's the most auspicious time for offering the garland. Offer the garland of Vyasadeva." Nittai stood there. He didn't do anything. Finally, Lord Chaitanya came over and said, "Nittai, give the garland to Vyasadeva." And Lord Nityananda put the garland on Lord Chaitanya. Just to show that who is the real Vyasadeva. So that's a wonderful pastime. But there's so many pastimes of Lord Nityananda. When he was in Navadvip and Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, Lord Nityananda was preaching in Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya had told him to stay in Navadvip and preach. And he would go to Jagannath Puri and preach there. He had already taken sannyas. So one year, Lord Nityananda, along with all the disciples during the Rath Yatra ceremony, came to see and to be with Lord Chaitanya. And there was a beautiful exchange between Lord Nityananda and these two brothers had so much love for each other, they were practically inseparable. But at one point, they had a little secret discussion, and later on it was revealed that Lord Chaitanya had told Lord Nityananda, "You have to go back to Navadvip, take all of your gopals and go back and preach there. Because I'm here, nobody's preaching in Navadvip, so you should go. We have come to distribute the mercy to the conditioned souls." And so Lord Nityananda took the order of Lord Chaitanya on his head, and he went. But he gathered all his gopals, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nodhiyanya. He is Gauranga. He has a beautiful golden color, which is similar, exactly the same as Lord of Radharani's color. Therefore, he is called Gauranga. He is golden in color. And he is in the mood of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna, although he is Krishna himself, playing the part of his pure devotee. And Nityananda is Balaram, and he is a cowherd boy. So there is two rasas there. There's the Madhurya ras, but Lord Chaitanya is rasa vaisa. He is the source of all rasas, so he can reciprocate with all of the different rasas. So in his pastimes in Vrindavan, him and Balaram would play with their cowherd friends different games. So they were known as Gornitai, two cowherd boys. But then, as Lord Chaitanya now, he is in the mood of Radharani, in the mood of Madhurya Ras. So he told Nityananda, take all of your gopas, in other words, all the cowherd boys, and go back to Navadvip and preach there. But when Nityananda took that order on his head, gathered his gopas, they went and they began kirtan, and they were starting to move towards the area of Navadvip, and they were chanting and dancing and dancing and chanting and chanting and dancing. And after a while, they were dancing and chanting and chanting and dancing and dancing and chanting and chanting and chanting and dancing and dancing and chanting. And after some time, they realized, we don't know where we're going. Where are we? Which way to Navadvip? So they, let's ask someone. So they asked some of the villagers. Oh, and the villagers were saying, hi, hi, hi. You are 6 miles off the road. Go in that direction. You'll see the road. So they went in that direction, and they were chanting and dancing and dancing and chanting and chanting and chanting and dancing and dancing and chanting and dancing and dancing and chanting and chanting and dancing. And so, again, they got lost. And then they were thinking, oh, no, we're lost again. We don't know where we are. And so they asked again. Another villager said, Hi, go 20 miles that way, you'll come to the Ganga. Follow the Ganga, it leads to Navadvip. Okay, so now they were on the right path. So finally they came into the area of Navadvip, and just before they came to the house of Raghava Pandit. And Raghava Pandit saw Lord Nityananda with all his gopas and tumultuous kirtan. So he came out, and Lord Nityananda greeted him. And with a beautiful exchange, and then Raghava Pandit came with a beautiful garden of, what was the garden? He came out with a beautiful garland. And then Lord Nityananda says, I would like a garland of Kadamba flowers. And Raghava Pandit said, Nithai, this is not the season for Kadamba flowers. There's no Kadamba flowers on the tree. So Nityananda said, that's all right. You go back into your yard and you look around. So he went back into his yard, and on the lemon tree there were Kadamba flowers. So he picked the flowers from the lemon tree, which were Kadamba flowers, met a beautiful guy and offered it to Lord Nityananda. And then everyone started to smell Damanaka flowers. The Damanaka flowers that grow only in the area of Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya was famous for wearing Damanaka flowers. So everybody was thinking, is Lord Chaitanya here? But actually he was, but no one could see him. Only Nityananda and a few of the most exalted devotees could actually understand that Lord Chaitanya had personally come. Because it says, whenever Lord Nityananda is performing kirtan, Lord Chaitanya is there. And so then the kirtan started up again. And this kirtan, as it's described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, was tumultuous. And Lord Nityananda was in ecstasy, and Lord Chaitanya was there in his unmanifested form. And they were having this rip-roaring kirtan. And then they were dancing up the sides of the trees, dancing out to the branches, dancing on the very ends of the twigs of the branches and diving off the branches, and chanting various names of the monkey soldiers who fought along with Ram against Ravana. So it was a wild kirtan. And sometimes the devotees would get so wild they would pick up trees and uproot them from the ground and start dancing with them. And this kirtan went on for 3 months. And Vrindavan Das Thakur described in his Chaitanya Bhagavat. 3 months the kirtan went on and on and on and on. And some of the villagers started to join in the kirtan. Some of the children in the villages, they came and they became ecstatic. And they danced for 1 month. Nobody ate, nobody did anything but kirtan. This is Lord Nityananda's kirtan. It was completely from the spiritual world. And so after 3 months, the kirtan ended. And Lord Nityananda returned to Navadvip. Now he was in Navadvip. And one particular brahmana who Lord Nityananda met in Vrindavan, was very happy to see Lord Nityananda again. And Lord Nityananda had blessed him while he was in Vrindavan. And this Brahma wanted to reward Lord Nityananda for his blessing. So he came with all of these nice jewelries and with beautiful ankle bracelets, armlets, and crown, jewelry, rings, earrings, and various types of gold and silver ornaments. And so Lord Nityananda, in order to honor the Brahmin's gift, he started to wear. And he was preaching in Navadvipa. But then there was a group of dacoits. There was one leader of the dacoit. He was a former Brahmin. Now he had become, he became the leading dacoit in Navadvipa. So when he saw Lord Nityananda dressed in all of these costly jewelry, he called his gang of dacoits together and he said, "You'll see, everything is there in one place. This could be our last time we do anything. We can retire after that. There's so much wealth in this one place. Let us get that wealth." So they made plans to steal the jewelry from Lord Nityananda. Now, Lord Nityananda was staying at the house of Jagadish Pandit at the time. So the dacoits came, and when they saw, and they asked, "What is Lord Nityananda doing?" So the word was he was taking prasadam with his disciples at the house. So they decided to wait until dark and then attack the house and take all the jewelry. So they were waiting and waiting. Finally, it got dark. But when it got dark, they all, one after another, they all fell asleep. And there was five of them, and along with the leader. And then they woke up the next morning to the sound of the rooster. And then they realized we slept the whole night. We didn't do anything. And so they started to argue amongst themselves. "You fell asleep. No, it was your fault. You fell asleep first." And then the leader of the dacoits, he said, No. "The reason why we didn't do anything is because we didn't worship our goddess Chandi. So she is not pleased with us. We should worship Chandi tonight." So they went and they performed the rituals to Chandi. And then they were ready again to come. So they came to the house of Jagadish Pandit. And then they saw something unusual. There were these big, gigantic sentries that were carrying these big, big swords. And they were walking around the house of Jagadish Pandit like they were guarding the house. And the leader of the Jackhearts said, "This doesn't look like a good time. Who are these soldiers? Must be the king has come. So he has brought his men along. So let us wait." And so they decided to wait. So they waited for 10 days. And after 10 days, they said, "Now we are ready." So they each gathered about five different weapons each. And they were all ready to make their attack. They came to the house. The guards were gone. And now they were ready. And all of a sudden, the darkness started to come very strongly. And it became dark, dark, and darker. It became so dark, no one could see even the hand in front of their face. And so the thieves were lost. They'd never seen anything like that. So they started going hither and thither. So one ran into a vine full of thorns and got stuck. Another one fell into a ditch with mosquitoes and scorpions. Another one fell into a ditch with mosquitoes and various types of insects. And they were all being bitten by all of these insects, stuck by these thorns. And then all of a sudden, while all this was going on, Indra decided to add something to it. And he sent this freezing rain. And the rain was coming down and was colder than ice. And then the rain turned into these hailstones, big, gigantic balls of hailstones the size of a baseball. and they were battering these different dacoits, and they were getting bitten, their leg broken, and stuck in the thorns, and at the same time hit with all of this hailstone, and they were freezing, they were crying out. But finally, the leader of the dacoit, amongst all of us, as he was suffering, he started to understand this Nityananda must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have committed a great offense. As soon as he thought like that, the hail started to slow down, the storm subsided, and then the darkness started to recede. By that time, they all picked themselves up. They were all broken, battered, wet, and freezing, and still alive. And then the leader of the dacoit, he was a former Brahmin. So he decided, I have to go apologize and fall at the feet of Lord Nityananda and beg for his mercy, beg for his forgiveness. So he came to the house of meeting, and it was time for Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, to be with all his devotees, and they were taking prasadam. So he came in. When he came in, everyone was suspicious because they knew who he was. Oh, he's come here to make some trouble. But Lord Nityananda understood his mind. So immediately he came and fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda, grabbed his feet, and was offering his prostrated obeisances, crying tears onto the feet of Lord Nityananda, begging forgiveness. And he said, oh, I offended you in so many ways. I wanted to commit harm to you. I wanted to steal from you. And Lord Nityananda was very kind and compassionate. He simply rubbed the head of the demon like someone would rub their son's head in a very affectionate way. And the dacoit said, I just want to die. Please allow me to die. I want to die. I want to give up my life. I committed such an offense to you. There's no use in my life. Lord Nityananda said, no, don't do that. He said, actually, if you want to do something beneficial, then you go, and because you are the leader of all the dacoits, you make all of the dacoits Krishna consciousness. You tell them about Lord Chaitanya, you tell them about the chanting of the Hare Krishna Dharma, make them devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And so he took that instruction on his head, and because he was so influential as a leader of all of the dacoits, many of the dacoits became devotees. So Lord Nityananda showed his mercy in that way. Now, these are a few of the many stories of Lord Nityananda. I mean, there are unlimited pastimes of Sri Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. How one day Lord Chaitanya said to Lord Nityananda, give me a pair of your kopins, you have two. The Lord said, Lord Nityananda gave him one piece of his kopin. The Lord Chaitanya ripped it into smaller pieces, and then he gave it to the Brahmins who were there. And he said, tie that piece onto your hair piece and wear it. So they all tied this Lord Nityananda's kopins onto their hair, and they felt so happy in ecstasy that they started to dance. And at one point, the dancing became so enthusiastic, they all fainted out of ecstasy just by wearing the kopins of Lord Nityananda on their head. So this is Lord Nityananda. He was extremely, very merciful. So one should take the mercy of Lord Nityananda by preaching Krishna consciousness. He is the guru. And he is asking everyone, distribute this mercy of Lord Nityananda. Everyone you meet, tell them about Krishna. Anyone you meet, tell them to chant Hare Krishna. So this is Lord Nityananda's mercy. And Maritam Das Thakur in this beautiful song says that anyone who hasn't come in contact with Nit, he is pasu. He is just like an animal. Although he may be a civilized animal, he is still an animal. Anyone who hasn't come in contact with Lord Nityananda's mercy is no better than an animal. So very strongly he makes these statements. Nityananda, Raja Krishna Bhagavan. So this is Lord Nityananda's mercy. Bodhisuke Kabodai, Bodhisuke Kabodai, Suravi Kundeche, Nameha Kuleche, Kodani Tai, Kodani Tai. So we pray to Lord Nityananda. I meditate on Lord Nityananda, the supreme bliss personified. For bestowing pure love of God, he has created a shower of that love. His body, shining with the luster of red tinged gold, is decorated with various ornaments and a necklace. Donned in blue garments, he wears a flower garland and a divine sacred thread. I worship Lord Nityananda, who is beautiful ocean of prema endowed with compassion and the soul lover of kirtan. His handsome, bright form, dressed in fresh, fine cloth and decorated with ornaments like precious jewels, derives the glow of pure gold. Possessing the prowess of an intoxicated, regal elephant and mad and pure love of God, Lord Nityananda is filled with the streams of tears that shed out of love. I worship the transcendental moon of the foremost Lord Nityananda, who, being exquisitely sweet, makes everyone blissful. His effulgence defeats the cry of a spring of light. His chest is broad, his face extremely pleasing with a shining smile. And his eyes, restless at the pure love of God, making sidelong glances. He wears garments resembling a rain cloud and is adorned with various ornaments. Sometimes Lord Nityananda, out of ecstasy, would dive into the river and chase after crocodiles. And all of the devotees would become alarmed. Oh my God, Nitai, he's running after a crocodile. And the devotee would say, Nitai, Nitai, come back, come back, come back, come back. Nitai would hear them. And then Lord Chaitanya would say, hey, Nitai, come back. As soon as he would hear the voice of Lord Chaitanya, he would turn around and come back. So he was very much, although just like Balaram would serve Krishna very nicely, Nityananda would serve Lord Chaitanya very nicely. And Lakshman would serve Ram very nicely. So in that mood, they are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they take the position of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his original form as Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The mentions in this beautiful prayer that Lord Nityananda's color is reddish gold. If you go to, when you go to Sridhar Mayapur and you see Panchatantra standing on the altar, you will see that there are five different colors of gold. I'm sorry, there's five different personalities and three different colors of gold. Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar are pure golden in color. Srivas and Advaita have a whitish tinge to their gold. But Lord Nityananda has a reddish tinge to his gold. And you can see, if you look and you think in that way, you'll see the difference between these five personalities. So when Srila Prabhupada one time said, my color is reddish gold, referring to his color in the spiritual world, that means he was indicating that he is actually intimate associate of Lord Nityananda in the spiritual world. So today is his appearance day. You want to please Gaur Nitai, just have kirtan, distribute prasadam, and stop worrying about everything else. He came to give us transcendental happiness. So, he's very merciful. And the story of Jagai and Marai is the supreme epitome of Lord Nityananda's mercy upon the conditioned soul. Sri Nityananda Ram Ki. Nityananda Jaya Dasi Ki.
Jaya.
Avir Bhava Ki.
Jaya.
Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Asari Hare Krishna Hare Hare Hare
Hare
Hare
Krishna.
Nina, you're so far away from your homeland. Nityananda is calling you back.
I know. I'm calling him too. I don't know when the grace will come. Say again, Maharaj.
He's calling you and saying, I'm here. Come and see me. I'm in Navadvip.
Yes, 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 yes. Please, please, please bless me so I can go. I'm hoping this year in the winter.
Yeah, go. If you come to Gaur Purnima this year, you'll see so many wonderful. And you'll get the mercy of not only Nityananda, but Lord Chaitanya.
Yes, Maharaj. Maharaj, thank you so much for such beautiful aesthetic pastime sharing them with us. Beautiful, beautiful stories. Maharaj, one quick question. So Nityananda Prabhu is always carrying this stick with him wherever he goes. Would you share more details with us about the significance of that, please?
Yeah, well, he is a coward boy. And so, no, cowherd boys carry those sticks. Okay. They all have sticks for herding cows.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Devotees, please don't hesitate to go ahead, switch on your videos, unmute yourself, pose your questions. Maharaj is here.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances, Maharaj. So, thank you so much for this very, very nectarian pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Maharaj, I had a question, Maharaj. So, you were talking about how Lord Nityananda had a younger brother. So do we know anything more about the brother, because you said he is non different from Radha Krishna or Lord
Chaitanya. Yeah, he says that, but he remains hidden in that identity. Only those who go to Eka Chakra really know. And there, there is a deity of his younger brother, which is called Banka Roy. Banka refers to threefold bending, which is the form of Shamsundar, and Roy refers to Radharani. So he's Radha and Krishna in one, therefore he's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's come in another form to associate with Lord Nityananda as he was growing up in the village of Ekta Chakra. And there's a temple just in the same area as the village. It's in the village, and devotees go there. I've been there at least three or four times. And the deity of Banka Roy is there. So when his brother left, you know, he was honored. So they had their own pastimes together. There's not too much known about these particular pastimes.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Maharaj, I never received your email with regards to the chanting that you were supposed to send me in our last session.
I sent you something which was about Ramo, yeah. But I had two different emails. I sent it into one of your emails and it bounced. So I sent it into the other one that I had, and that one seemed to go through.
I will check again, Maharaj. I will type it again if you don't mind sending it to me so I can share it with everybody in Bhakti Sangha.
It's Nina underscore Chakravarti.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, so there are many ways of writing Chakrabarti. So it's Chakra, C-H-A-K-R-A, and then Bharti, B-A-R-T-I. So T-I, it's not a Y. So at yahoo.com.
B-A-R, not V.
Not V. So B as in Bravo.
Yeah, there's my Balaram. Mistake. I can't put Bharti. Bart, all right. Send it to me on my email. You have my email?
If you could kindly give it to me, Maharaj, that would be great.
Yeah, it's Braj, B-R-A-J, C-M-S, at gmail.com. Or I have a second one, which is Chandramouli, my name. 586@gmail.com. Either one.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. I got them. Braj, CMS at gmail.com or Chandramouli, 586@gmail.com.
Yeah, and I'll send you that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Hari Hari. Please come to Mayapur to come in February. I'll meet you. Come for Lord Chaitanya's appearance.
Yes, 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 Maharaj. Yes. I will arrange.
Everybody should come.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Prabhupada said, I want all my devotees every year to go to the Gaur Purnima festival for at least 8 days. It's a fun festival. There are so many lectures. There's 4 days of Kirtan Mela, which is from 10 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the evening. And the last day goes all the way out to 1 o'clock in the morning. There's Kirtan, then there's the Navadvip Mandala Parikram, going to for 5 days, going to all of the holy places, pastime places of Lord Chaitanya and many of his associates. An ocean of nectar.
Maharaj, with your blessings, maybe I'll be there in December, hopefully. I don't know. Please.
Don't go to the Holy Land. We will never understand this process. You will never fully understand this process. Everyone who goes, they say, now I understand what Krishna consciousness is. You have to see it where it happens. And Prabhupada also gave us another impossible instruction. Well, this one, that one's possible, but this one's impossible. So, all my devotees should visit all of the holy place pastime sites of Lord Chaitanya. That means wherever he performed the pastime, Prabhupada said we should go. And there were hundreds of places Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited and performed his pastime. If you do that, then you just go back to Godhead. That's fine. Your feet will be full of all of the dust from the lotus feet of all the great souls who were there. You take that dust on your head, and then you won't need any other medicine. That's the ausadi. That is the real ausadi. That ausadi that cures Bhavaro. Material disease. Pure life is just one disease. We are surrounded by this disease all the time. And we're trying to get inoculated, but it doesn't work. The vaccination doesn't work. Because the inoculation doesn't come by way of anything material. The immaculation is the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. But visiting holy places is one of the right principles. It's mentioned in Nectar Devotion. You should visit holy places regularly, at least once a year. And some, it's like I had one disciple. He came. I was in Mayapur in October, most of the whole month of October. And he came for the first time. And then he had a wonderful time. He was like a kid at Christmas time, you know, running all over Mayapur and taking in the spiritual energy. And then he went back to his place in the West. He said, "Oh, boy, I feel so miserable." I said, "Well, that's what it's like. When you go there and you come back, you think, So if you don't want to feel miserable, don't go. Because once you come back, you realize the difference.
Cannot thank you enough, Maharaj. Thank you so much for your association. Thank you for inspiring us to go there. Yes. Scarlet Mata.
Lord Nityananda is going from place to place and trying to inspire everyone.
Yeah.
Take up this chanting of Hare Krishna.
Scarlet Mataji, would you like to pose your question to Maharaj?
Yes, please. Hare Krishna, and thank you for wonderful class. Today, I listened to the Srila Prabhupada's lecture. In that lecture, he named something, he said something that I have little difficulty to understand, and I thought maybe I can get help from you. May I ask that question?
Yeah.
It was about the Nityananda's appearance. I listened to that lecture. In that lecture, he says, Atma Gatam means killing the soul. The material civilization is killing the soul. I don't understand really what he means with that, because as I have learned, the soul can't be killed.
Well, the soul can never kill, but because of the material energy, it appears that the soul is not even existent. So those who take shelter of the material energy and look for satisfaction through the material energy, they're denying their existence as the spirit soul. So that denial is the same as killing. If I want to get rid of you, I may kill you, or I may hide you, or I can't see you ever again. It's the same thing. So take the word for what it means in the figurative form, not in the literal form. The figurative form means that it means that we become so absorbed in material life, we can't understand that who we really are as a spiritual being, even if we're told. The material energy becomes a work of deity. That's that killing this self, killing the soul. It's a figurative expression, but it has the meaning is you're so far away from your real existence that your real existence doesn't even exist for you anymore.
That makes the whole reading led me to something I read in Srimad Bhagavatam, and that was that everybody who are coming to the age of maturity or older should leave everything and just go to Vrindavan and stay there. And in that way, you are going to, you're doing right. You understand what I mean? Then you have followed the advice of Srila Prabhupada that if I want to follow 100%, he wants it as he wants me to leave everything, to just give up everything, and I don't have anything to give up anyway, to just go to Vrindavan. To go to Vrindavan, that I have many difficulties. So is it that I'm not following the advice that, because I don't do that?
Are you ready?
What do you mean? I don't know what you want. What you mean with if I'm ready? Ready for what?
Yeah, just go. Leave everything and go to Vrindavan. And your Krishna will take care of you. Radharani will give you whatever you need. And you can chant, you can bowl in the dust, you can take prasadam, you can associate with the great throne. And then you can die there and go back to Godhead. So if you do that, I will be very happy. But if you don't do it, then...
But then just to travel to India, I have to take vaccine. How is that okay?
Don't worry about all these details. If you want to go, Krishna will get you there.
Okay. Then I will go, then I'm going to have in my plan there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry, Krishna. The details are incidental. The fact that you want to go, you'll get there. But are you ready? It's a place of just devotion, nothing else.
Somewhat. I'm trying to talk to my children and let them to understand that I'm about to decide some changes. And why I'm doing it, I want them to be ready. I don't want just to leave them just like that.
They'll never understand. They'll never understand. It's a fact. You can spend your whole life trying to convince them, trying to let them understand. They'll never understand. How can a monkey understand a cow? It's no problem.
I will do my best, I promise. I will do my best to be ready soon. Okay. Very soon, I promise. Thank you.
Prepare yourself. Start with the desire and then in due course of time you'll be in Vrindavan. If you have the desire and you're willing to just focus only on Krishna, that's the place to do it. That's your Krishna. There's no second activity there. But don't bring your material arrangement there and try to live nicely in the top. Just go and depend on Krishna. That's it. Subramaniam.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Very wonderful lecture, Guru Maharaj. So this Balaramji and Krishna, they have a separate Rasa Leela, no? Rasa Leela, which Krishna is having separate set of gopis, and Balaramji is having separate set of gopis. But when Nityananda Prabhu comes, they're telling that he is the Ananga Manjari. He's not just Balaramji, but he's coming as the Ananga Manjari, sister of Radharani. That's why he is able to mix with Radharani, because Gaur Nita is Radharani only in Krishna, Radharani Bhava, Radha Bhava in Krishna, and Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. So he has come in Ananga Manjari Bhava. Can you just explain that? That's why he is able to mix. Otherwise, in Balaram doesn't mix with Radharani. They're separate.
Right. Yeah. Ananga Manjari is the younger sister of Radharani. But But that's how he serves the Lord in Madhurya Ras. So he takes that expansion of himself. Yeah, so you're right. That's correct. That's how he can associate.
But the Rasila is different, no? Balaram's Rasila and Krishnaji's Rasila are different, no? Different go set of gopis and different times. No mixing up, no?
No mixing. Balaram's gopis are younger. And the time of Balaram's Rasalila is in the month of Chaitra, April, March, April. Where Krishna's is in the... Krishna dances twice, but is the main one is in the month of Kartik. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Maharaj, thank you.
Hari Hari.
I have a question on the chat by Her Grace Gopi Gita Mataji. She's thanking Maharaj and she says that I've never heard of his brother Bankim Ray before, although there is a temple of this name in Ekachakra. Do you know more about him, where we can read more about his brother, Maharaj? That's what's
I don't have any information myself. But if you go to the village, you'll get all this. Inquire from all of the villagers, they'll give you everything. Some things are only known in, this is called, they're called Stala Purana. There's a Purana called Stala Purana. Stala Purana means village Purana. That many of the recording activities of the great souls were recorded by the villagers at that time and kept in, within the village and is not made in regular Shastra. So some of it has leaked out, and that's called Stala Purana. So if you want to learn more, you have to go. And it's a very lively village. I've been there many times. People are very, very open, friendly. They exhibit the mood of Lord Nityananda's. So we've always had... You can see the place where the Pandavas stayed. You can see the pond where Lord Nityananda used to bathe every day. His mother would take him there for a bath. It's called Padmavati Kund. There's other places all throughout Ekachakra where you can go and find different pastimes of Lord Nityananda. And then, of course, there's that temple of Bankim Roy, which has an open courtyard. You can sit there and have kirtan. Mm-hmm. And the deity is there. Sri Devi.
Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to the wonderful Guru Parampara. And all glories to your divine lotus feet, which kicked me out of the West and sent me to Mayapur. That's what I want to say, Guru Maharaj.
And if you go, if you leave, I'll kick you back.
No way, no way. Can't go anywhere now, Guru Maharaj.
Okay.
You know that I'm doing Harinam every day.
What is that? Say again.
I said, you'll be so happy to know that I'm doing Harinam every day. And tomorrow I have an invitation to lead the Kirtan in Rajapur.
Hari Hari. Yeah, get out of the house. You stay in the house, you turn into a mouse, and you'll become like a louse. And you're already without a spouse, so now you'll become a mouse.
Gurudev, Guru Kripa Kori, Goravana Maje, Godru Diya Chosta, Agyadi Namore, Abraham Boshi, Hari Nam, Hari
Hari Hari Hari. Don't worry, I'm not criticizing her. She likes all this, so I'm just giving her some great happiness. This is a special rasa we have. She doesn't listen to me, and I always tell her what she doesn't want to hear.
Guru Maharaj, it's all true. I'm nothing but a love. No. I will be happy and you will see that happiness I have.
Anyway, I'll be in Mayapur on the 8th of this month, which is a week from today.
Welcome, Guru Maharaj. This mouse welcomes you.
Yeah, I'm feeling separation from Mayapur, really.
Maharaj, you'll be there for how many days? 8? How many days? I'm there on 10th morning. I want to meet if you are there.
Okay. I'll be happy to meet you. I'll be there for at least at the end of the month. For at least 3 weeks.
I'll meet you. This is when marriage coming up. Our devotee's daughter, who gives in Bhakti Sangano, that Manjari.
Oh, okay. Come to the Kirtan Mela.
Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah. You have a question?
Maharaj, I got a question, Maharaj. Now, this can you tell something about Janavi Mata? After Nityananda Prabhu left, she was at the only Gauriya Vaishnava after everybody left, no? So, can you just tell something about his wife, Janavi Mata? She's a very important personality.
Well, you know, I know bits and pieces here and there, not so much. One time after the Kekari Gram Festival, sponsored by all the devotees, so it was 50 years after the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Janava Devi was considered to be the leader of all of the Vaishnavas. And she was one of the main persons that was honored in the Kekari Gram Festival. But she served all the devotees that time. After the festival was over, she wanted to go back to Vrindavan. So she had a small group of people that were coming. Now, one night they were traveling and they stayed underneath a tree to take rest. And some dacoits were going to attack them and rob them or do harm to them. So they saw this. They were thinking, who is this woman? She's leading everybody else, you know. So they went to the game. So they started to come, and they were walking towards her where she was underneath the tree. It was late in the evening, and they were walking, 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 walking. It's only a short distance. But they kept walking, walking, and then they walked all night, and they were in the same place they were when they started. So they were, you know, and they realized, well, this lady must be somebody special because we've been walking all night, and we're not moving. We're not coming any closer. So they walked the whole night, and finally the sun came out in the morning. So then they realized that she must be a great soul. So when they changed their mind, they came, they were able to go and approach her, and they fell at her feet, and they offered her respects, offered her prayers, apologies, and then she blessed them. That's one particular little pastime. She was the main cook during the Kekari Gram Festival, and thousands of devotees had come together to honor Lord Chaitanya after his 50 years of departure. Devotees from Vrindavan, devotees from Jagannath Puri, devotees from Vrindavan, all of the major places. And she not only cooked everything, but she served all the devotees too during the feast. She was respected by everyone as the most exalted. She's an energy of the internal energy of the Lord. And I was Lord Nityananda's one wife. He had a second wife, which was the sister of Janata. That was Ganga. So he married Ganga, two of them. And then from Ganga, we had two children. One was Virabhadra Goswami, who was an incarnation of Shiradaksha Vishnu. And he had a girl who was an expansion of Mother Ganga.
Jai. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there's more stories about her also. Mm. But that's the ones I remember. How she first met Lord Nityananda, that was that's a beautiful
story. But who is she in the Krishna Leela, Maharaj? Who is she in Krishna Leela?
You have to check. Yeah, you have to check. She
was Revati. She was the same Revati, Balaramji's wife. No.
Yeah. She's Revati. That's right. Yeah. Balaram had two consorts. One is Revati and one is Kalindi.
Kalindi. Nanga.
There's a lot of.
I hear there are 12 names of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda, Abhudhuta, Vasudha Pranavallabha, and Jahnavi Devi, Krishna Prem Prada, and then there is Padmavati Sutta, Sachinanda, Sachinanda Purvaja, and there is Rakta Gaur Kalevar, like that. There are 12 names. I'm not sure whether, you know, there is a sloka like that.
Yeah, there is. It's a sloka.
Mm-hmm. So I was wondering who is Vasudha in that? Vasudha Pranavallabha, Vasudha name?
Yeah, Vasudha.
Name
Vasudha is the sister of Janavi Devi.
I see.
Oh. And she was an expansion of the mother Gandhi.
Oh, okay.
Vasudha. Yeah, that was the second wife of Lord Nityananda.
Thank you.
I said Ganga Devi. I think I made a mistake, but it's actually Vasudha.
Yeah. Right. That's what I was confused with. Okay. Thank you for
that. She's a personification of the Gandhi.
Yeah.
Oh.
There is a question from Jyoti Mataji. She's mentioning Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam Maharaji. Everything we do, all the devotional services, ultimately should take us to the strong, immovable faith that Hare Krishna Mahamantra Nam and Krishna are one. That faith is not there at all. Is my understanding true?
Keep chanting. Keep chanting. And so you just keep chanting, you'll understand everything. That's a serious answer. I'm not just dismissing the question. If you want to know how the holy name is non-different from Krishna, you have to have some experience. Theoretically, it's correct, but to realize it, it comes by purified chanting. Okay, so I'm a little bit past my time, and I have to get ready for Lord Nityananda's appearance day. I have two classes to give, plus other activities. Tomorrow is a full day. And things to do tonight. So thank you very much. We'll see you all soon again in 2 weeks. 2 weeks will be the 15th. I don't know. Let me see. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Welcome to my
world. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.